Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
This radio sports presentation. And now, for exciting high school volleyball action, let's go courtside.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse for Fort Recovery and Salina in high school volleyball this evening. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians tonight from Dr. Thomas Banna and all of his staff at the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. Fort Recovery 3-0 on the year, trying to keep their streak going, but they have a big challenge tonight. Salina's 4-1 on the campaign. And as is the case this year, the visiting team serves first, so Salina will serve first here. In the JV matchup, it was no contest. Fort Recovery have suffered their first loss of the year, losing to Salina 25-18, 25-19. Very disappointing night for the Fort Recovery junior varsity. They dropped to 3-1, and Salina is in 4-2. And there's a carrying the ball called on Salina. And so Fort Recovery picks up the first point of the night. And Hope Wendell will go in and serve now. She was 27 out of 27 in her last match at Delphus St. John's. So she'll serve here. Fort Recovery leading 1-0. Only one official tonight. Some kind of a problem with the other official. Who knows what? Here's Hope Wendell serving. It's dug out by Salina. Here's the smash. They're going to say four hits on Salina. Did not get it over the net. So a point for Fort Recovery. And Hope Wendell picks up her first service point of the evening. Serves again, another good serve. Dug out by the back line. Over to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp free balls it over. And Salina can't get it back. Another point for Hope Wendell. And another point for the Lady Indians. It's now a 3-0 score to start the match. Hope Wendell will serve again. Another good serve. Dug out by Salina. By Rose McGohan, and Salina can't get it over. And so it's a point. Fort Recovery again. Now it's 4-0. Hope Wendell serving. It's a good serve. Ace serve. Ace serve for Hope Wendell. Four straight service points to start the match. Hope is outstanding. Another serve, dug out by the back line to the net. Here's the smash back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell to Kiki Wendell. Hit back over by Fort Recovery's Emma Collig. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set. There's a smash and a kill by Whitley Rammel of Fort Recovery. Another service point for Hope Wendell. And it's 6-0 to start this match. What a great start here for the Lady Indians. Let's keep it going. Here's the serve, dug out, and waiting there and tipping it back over. I think it was Marissa Garkey. Give Marissa the kill on that. Hope Wendell picks up another service point. Good serve again. Smash back to Fort Recovery off of Hope Wendell, Kiki Wendell. Emma Collig tries to hit it back over, can't make the return. And Salina finally breaks the serve there of Fort Recovery and Hope Wendell as they get the service back. Salina's numbers are all over the place here. I always love it when I get a roster like this. Brooklyn Bourne is serving now. And it's a good serve. Kiki Wendell free balls it back. Here's the set. Here's the hit by the outside hitter. Saved by Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell, who will set for Marissa Garkey. And Marissa gets the kill. And give Hope Wendell an assist there. Hope is just all over the place here tonight so far. 8-1 the score now. Fort Recovery serving. Marissa Garkey, good serve. Dug out by the libero for Salina. Here's a hit. Whitley Rammel blocks. Now back to Whitley Rammel, who smashes it over and gets the kill. Two kills for Whitley Rammel, and the Indians lead 9-1 here in the first game of this best of five tonight. Another good serve by Marissa Garkey. Dink over. Hope Wendell will set for Emma Kalla. Game on a smash. Nice hit, but Salina plays it. Back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey passes it to Hope Wendell. Sets for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige Fortkamp gets a kill. That's another service point for Marissa Garkey. She has two in a row here. And it's 10-1 now. Here's Marissa Garkey's serve, and it's almost an ace serve, but Salina saves it. Freeballing it over there was Brooklyn Bourne. And here is Fort Recovery getting a point as Salina hits it out of bounds. Another service point for Marissa Garkey, and Salina wants to call timeout. They are reeling right now. Fort Recovery 11, and Salina 1. Fort Recovery still with the serve when we come back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you suffering from severe dry eyes? Have you failed to receive relief from over-the-counter eye lubricants or the prescription Restasis? Kopp Pharmacy can compound autologous serum eye drops for your dry eyes. Autologous eye drops are comprised of your own blood serum, which contain many components which are not found in artificial tear products. So call Kopp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 to speak to one of our knowledgeable pharmacists. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Rob Weaver here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Fort Recovery volleyball tonight. Fort Recovery leading 11-1 in the first game here. Again, Salina won the JV matchup 25-18 and 25-19. Marissa Garkey will serve again for Fort Recovery. Indian serving has been excellent tonight. Another good serve. Here's the set and the free ball over by Salina, by Maria Lutz. Here's Whitley Rammel getting a kill. That was a soft little finesse kill there, but it's a kill. Gives it her third one of the evening. It's 12-1. Marissa Garkey picks up another service point. And there's a first service error of the night for the Indians as Marissa Garkey hits it out of bounds over the sideline. Now serving for Salina is Peyton Berkey. Berkey is a sophomore on this Salina team. It's a good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell, passing to Hope Wendell. Here is a hit down the sideline, and it's a kill by Fort Recovery by Whitley Rammel. Side out Fort Recovery again. It's now 12-3. Kiki Wendell is going to be serving here for Fort Recovery. Looks like we're missing the volleyball. Kiki Wendell goes back to serve now. Where's number one? She's the libero. And there's a service error. So there's two service errors in a row for the Lady Indians. Point for Salina. Side out Salina. 13-4 now it should be. Here's the serve by Salina. Off Marissa Garkey. Can't get there. It's an ace serve. A serve for Salina. Back to serve, by the way, for Salina. Is Amelia Lutz. Another good serve. Another ace serve. Two in a row. Those are really the first statistics that Salina's had. They haven't had any kills. They haven't had any assists. Haven't had any service points until right there. Here's the next one. And it's off the ceiling and onto the floor. And Fort Recovery can't play it again. I'm going to go ahead and give her another ace. Three ace serves for Amelia Lutz. She's a sophomore on this Salina team. It's now 13-6, getting Salina back in it. Here's Emma Colling passing to Hope Wendell, who will set for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige blasts it right at Amelia Lutz for the kill. Paige Fortkamp with her second kill of the evening. Fort Recovery's Emma Colling will go back to serve. Good serve. And is it ace? Yeah, ace serve. Salina's Eva Holdstad decided not to play that, and she made a mistake. As that was in, that's an ace serve for Emma Colling. Here we go with the next. 15-6, Fort Recovery leading. And the linesman made the wrong call. The linesman initially signaled that the serve was out, but then she said she made the wrong signal and it was in. So give another, and that's another ace serve for Emma Colling. Dug out by Salina to the net. Here's the hit over and a kill for the Lady Bulldogs, Maria Lutz. And that's their first kill of the night. First kill for Salina, 16-7 now. Now going back to serve is Rose McGowan. McGowan's serve is a good one. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Emma Colling, who will set for Paige Fortkamp. And Paige got the kill. Side out, Fort Recovery. We lead 17-7. Welcome to the broadcast, whether you're listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com or here on the radio station, PG14, J Country 101. On the radio station after the match tonight, we'll have Reds baseball, the Reds and the Cubs tonight, so stay tuned for that coming up. Here's a serve. It's out of bounds by Paige Fortkamp. Too far, close to the sideline and out of bounds. Point Salina, 17-8 now. Fort Recovery leads by 9. Here's the serve by Emily Sweeterman. Good serve. Set by Emma Colling. Here's a smash by Grace Guggenbiller, and she gets the kill. Grace Guggenbiller with a kill, and that makes it now 18-8. Back to serve for Fort Recovery now is going to be the Lady Indians, Aubrey Knapke. Aubrey is a junior on this team. Good serve. Here's a hit back over. Aubrey Knapke digs it out to Emma Colling. Knapke free balls it over. Here's a smash by Salina. And the kill for Peyton Berkey. That's her first kill of the night. Only their second kill of the whole evening. Makes it 18-9. Fort Recovery leads by 9. So far, Fort Recovery pretty much dominating this match. Here's Chloe McNeilan back to serve for Salina. McNeilan's serve is to Paige Fortkamp. Emma Colling sets for Marissa Garkey. Got the kill. Marissa Garkey with the kill. Here comes Hope Wendell back in, and leaving the lineup for Fort Recovery's Lily Luthold, who was in there briefly. Hope Wendell goes back to serve. She started the match tonight with, I don't know, 6 or 7 in a row. To get Fort Recovery off to a great start. Good serve there. Here's the set for Salina, and they hit it into the net. Point Fort Recovery. Salina's Amelia Lutz could not get it over the net. So Hope Wendell picks up another service point. And timeout is called for Salina. It's Fort Recovery 20. Salina 9 will return.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man. What time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
Angela Bourne is the head coach of the Salina Lady Bulldogs. Again, they come in with a very nice 4-1 record. The coach of the Lady Indians is Travis Guggenbiller in his first year as the coach of Fort Recovery. So here we go. Hope Wendell, another serve. We lead 20-9. Indians are 3-0 on the year. Good serve at the net, and they're going to say Salina was in the net. Give Indians the point. Hope Wendell picks up another service point. 2, 4, 6, 8 service points for her here in the first game. Here's a smash by Salina. Played by Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey dinks it over. Here's the set for the Lady Bulldogs. The hit. And they're going to say four hits on Salina as Amelia Lutz could not get it over the net. Another service point for Hope Wendell, number 9, 22-9. Good serve. Salina free-balling it back to Fort Recovery. Garkey to Hope Wendell. Here's Paige Fortkamp free-balling it over. Got it over. Here's the dink back to Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel back to Salina. Back to Fort Recovery. And getting the kill there for the Lady Bulldogs was Peyton Berkey, her second kill of the game. Makes it side out Salina, 22-10. Fort Recovery has pretty much dominated this first game here. Here comes the serve for Salina. Brooklyn Bourne, the daughter of the coach, and she gets an ace serve. She will serve again. 22-11 now. Eric Hatterley's our studio producer at the radio station tonight, and Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. And there's a serve by Brooklyn Bourne. That's too long service error, and Fort Recovery gets the point. Makes it 23-11. And so going back to serve now for the Lady Indians is Madeline Knapke. Good serve. Up, not good enough. Too long. Madeline Knapke hits it over the end line. Service error. And so it's 23-12. Salina with the side out. And back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs here is Peyton Berkey. Berkey, service error, top of the net, and on the ground on the Salina side. So point for recovery. And Kiki Wendell will go back to serve now with a 24-12 score. Here's game point. Kiki, jump serve, dug out by Salina. Here's the set, the smash back and out of bounds. Off of, and was off of Maria Lutz. And the first game is in the books. Fort Recovery wins game number one, 25-12. How about that? Congratulations, Lady Indians. Playing best of five here tonight, as always. Once again, the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Lady Indians the best of luck in tonight's match with Salina. Dr. Banda's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Lady Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banda. Highway 67, the west edge of Portland, Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. We'll be back with the second game coming up. Fort Recovery leads 1-0 here in this match tonight.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Okay, back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we move to game two. Fort Recovery will serve. Again, the rules this year, the visiting team always serves first. The home team always serves second, and then just alternating back and forth. We do not change sides like we normally did in the past. That's so that the players can minimize contact with each other. Hope Wendell will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. Good serve, dug out by Salina. Here's the smash back and a kill. Give the kill to Brooklyn Bourne. The assist that time came from Peyton Berkey. And it's 1-0. Salina takes the early lead. Side out Lady Bulldogs. Brooklyn Bourne will go back to serve now. And it's a good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel, and she got the kill. Wasn't one of beauty, but it worked. That is number 5 on the night for Whitley. Now back to serve for Fort Recovery's Madeline Kanapke. Good serve. Here's the set at the net for Salina. And they get the kill. That was Maria Lutz with the kill there, her second kill of the night. Back to serve now. Side out Salina is Peyton Berkey. Peyton only a sophomore for this Salina team, and there's a service error into the net. Fort Recovery side out. Kiki Wendell will go back to serve now for the Lady Indians. She served the game point in the last game for the Lady Indians. Good serve. Dug out by Lutz. Here's a smash back over to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell passes to Grace Guggenbiller, who sets for Paige Fortkamp. Paige will get it back, hits it again. Here's a set for Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell. Paige Fortkamp tries again, and it's blocked by Salina. I'm going to give that block to Maria Lutz. Paige Fortkamp had a couple of great smashes there, but Salina able to play them. Here comes the serve for Salina. Too long, another service error. And that's, let's see, I think that's at least their third service error here in this second game, and we're really early in the game, only 3-3. 3-3 score. Emma Colleague will go back to serve for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Nope, not good enough. Right over the line. That was close. So side out Salina on the service here. And going back to serve now is Rose McGowan. McGowan jump serve in the net. Service error for Salina. Wow. Paige Fortkamp will try to break this service error run here. Fort Recovery leads, or is tied 4-4, and Paige Fortkamp hits it over the end line. Another service error. My. That gives Salina side out. Emily Sweeterman will serve now for Salina. Dug out by Kiki Wendell. Emma Collig will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the smash. There's a hit back, and Garkey with a block as trying to hit it back over to Fort Recovery was Peyton Berkey, but Melissa Garkey got the block and the point. 5-5, all tied up. And here to serve for Fort Recovery is Aubrey Kanapke. Good serve by Aubrey. Passing to the net. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Emma Collig will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey dinks it over. Salina tries to dink it back. And the official's going to say replay it. So we will replay it. He apparently could not tell exactly who was at fault a moment ago when it looked like it might have hit the antenna. So here we go again. And it is ace serve for Aubrey Kanapke. Way to go, Aubrey. Makes it 6-5, Fort Recovery by one. Salina starting off much more competitive here in this second game after the Fort Recovery Lady Indians whipped them in game one. And there is another service error. My, oh my. Not just one team, it's both. Both teams are having all kinds of service problems here. So, back to serve for Salina now with their side out is Chloe McNeilan. McNeilan's serve is an ace serve. Nobody could get there. That's her first service point of the night. 7-6. Salina takes the lead here. Serving again is Chloe McNeilan. Another good serve. Dug out by Kiki Wendell, but it went the wrong direction. Kiki dug it out, but it went back towards the wall. Nobody could get there to save it. Service point. Service ace for Chloe McNeilan. She will serve again. Kiki Wendell digs it out to the net. It goes. Waiting on it was Salina's Amelia Lutz, and she gets the kill. Right down the throat of Fort Recovery. 9-6. We have another service point to Chloe McNeilan. Chloe serves again, dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Emma Collig sets for Whitley Rammel, and Whitley gets the cross-court kill. Again, not a thundering hit, but got the job done. That's kill number 6 for her tonight. And here goes Hope Wendell back to serve for Fort Recovery as Lady Indians trail now 9-6 here in game 2. Salina, an excellent 4-1 record on the year. Fort Recovery's 3-0. Here's a smash by Salina, played by Fort Recovery. Whitley Rammel on the free ball back. Here's the set for Salina. Free balling it over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel, who got the kill. Hope Wendell, another assist, and Whitley Rammel gets her 7th kill of the match tonight. 9-7 now, Lady Indians. Pulling back to within 2. Hope Wendell picked up the service point. Good serve by Hope. Here's the set for Salina. And it's they hit the antenna. Amelia Lutz hit the antenna. So point for recovery. Another point for Hope Wendell. 9-9. We're tied up. And here's an ace serve for Hope Wendell. As unable to play it there for Salina was Rose McGowan. That is the second ace serve of the evening for Hope Wendell. She will serve again. Fort Recovery's taking the lead, 10-9. Here's a smash by Salina, blocked by Whitley Rammel. Back over to Fort Recovery. And doggone it, the pass to the net was too close to the net, and Hope Wendell could not play it out of the net. Side out Salina. That ties the score at 10-10. Here's Brooklyn Bourne going back to serve now for the Lady Bulldogs. Good serve dug out by Kiki to Hope Wendell. Sets for Whitley Rammel. Smash. Nice. Nice hit. And, oh, what a break for Salina. They hit it back over, and I think that was going to be out of bounds, but it went off the foot of one of the Lady Indians as she was over at the sideline. So give a service point to Brooklyn Bourne. Bourne will serve again. Dug out by Marissa Garkey to Hope Wendell. Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel. Rammel on the hit. Here's Salina back, and they hit it out of bounds. Maria Lutz hits it out of bounds. Lutz's sister's on the team. Maria's a senior, and Amelia is a sophomore. Now here's Madeline Kanapke serving for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Salina to the side, and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Here's Paige Fortkamp, a thundering smash, and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp with her fourth kill of the evening. And a service point there for Madeline Kanapke. Madeline will serve again. The Lady Indians lead by 1-12-11. Very competitive second game here. Ace serve for Madeline Kanapke. Way to go, Madeline. 13-11 now. Lady Indians lead by 2. Next serve is out of bounds. Service error. Serving now for Salinas, Peyton Berkey, a sophomore. Coming in the lineup there for Salina is Emma Dugendiller. Here's a service error for Salina. Another service error. Kiki Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve. Dug out by Salina, by Lutz. Back over to Fort Recovery. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. A smash blocked by Salina. Wendell sets again, this time for Emma Collig. And Collig hits it out of bounds. Just barely, but out of bounds. Point Salina now. That makes it 14-13. Fort Recovery leads by 1. Back to serve now for Salina is Amelia Lutz. She has a service error. Boy, how many service errors have we had in this game? Too many. Both sides have had their service error problems. Here's Emma Collig serving now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve. Ace serve off the hands of Salina's Eva Holsted. So ace serve for Emma Collig. That is her third ace of the night. And another ace serve. This was also off of Evie Holsted. So four ace serves for Emma Collig here this evening. It's now 17-13, Fort Recovery by 4. Another good serve. This time Holsted able to play it. Back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkis to Emma Collig. Here's Paige Fortkamp. Bang! They got the kill. Oh! They say it was out of bounds. Wow, I thought that was in. Nope, out of bounds. So take the point away. Salina picks up a point, making it 17-14. Now serving for Salina is Rose McGowan. McGowan's serve is good. Dug out by Marissa Garkey. Here's Emma Collig setting for Grace Dugendiller. Dugendiller back to Salina. Now back to Fort Recovery, and it's hit out of bounds. Hitting error by the Lady Bulldogs, Peyton Berkey. Side out Fort Recovery, and here is Paige Fortkamp to serve. Paige bouncing the ball. Good serve, dug out by Salina. The set at the net, blocked by Fort Recovery. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Free balling it over. Here's Salina back to Kiki Wendell to the net. Here's the dink over a battle, and Salina wins the point. Court recovery call for hitting the ball four times. You have to get it over the net in three times. That makes it 18-15. Here for Salina is Emily Sweeterman serving now to Kiki Wendell. Emma Collig sets for Grace Guggenbiller. What happened? Grace got the kill. Second kill of the night for Grace Guggenbiller. The officials has his hands full here. We only have one official tonight. He's up at the net. Here's a serve. It's a good serve by Aubrey Kanapke. Hit back to Fort Recovery, and there's a kill by Salina's Evie Holsted, and that's her first kill of the evening. 19-16 now. Fort Recovery leads by three. Fort Recovery won the first game easily, 25-12. Here's the serve by Salina. Good serve. Emma Collig will set for Fort Recovery's Lily Luthold, who hits it over. Now back to Fort Recovery, and they're going to say the hit was over the hit. The hit struck the antenna. Amelia Lutz's hit back to Fort Recovery hit the antenna, which is out of bounds. So point Fort Recovery. Here's Hope Wendell going in to serve again. She rarely makes an error. Good serve. Salina plays it. They can't get it over in four hits. Making an effort there at the end was Salina's Amelia Lutz, but she hits it into the net. Fort Recovery leads 21-16 now. Things looking better here in this second game. Lady Indians leading by five. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Our medical equipment showroom has a wide variety of medical equipment in stock and on display, from seat lift chairs, wheelchairs, walkers, bath aids, and much more. Kopp Pharmacy provides free home delivery and setup, and we handle the billing to Medicare, Medicaid, and most major insurance companies. So visit our showroom on State Route 49, south of Fort Recovery, or call us today at 866-526-0976. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Lady Indians battling the Lady Bulldogs. Salina came in with a 4-1 record. Fort Recovery 3-0. Lady Indians admittedly did not play real well the other night against Delta St. John's, but they managed to win the match anyway. They actually trailed in all three of those games before they came back to win. Tonight they're playing really well. They played really well against Jay County, and they're playing really well tonight, except for the few service errors we've had. Hope Wendell serving again. Good serve. Dug out by Salina. Here's the hit into the net. Service point for Hope Wendell again. Miss perfection, Hope Wendell. 22-16, Lady Indians lead by six. Good serve again. Set for Salina. The smash blocked by Whitley Rammel. And Salina cannot make the return. Point Fort Recovery. 23-16. Lady Indians ready to shut the door here on this second game. It looked like Salina was going to make a run at winning this game, but that has kind of gone away here. Here's the set for Salina. The hit back to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell, who will set for Marissa Garkey. Garkey on the smash, played by Salina. Freeballing it back to Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell to Hope Wendell. Hope will set for Emma Collig. And Emma hits it out of bounds. Point Salina. Well, that stops the Hope Wendell service run there of several points. Salina now side out, and they'll be serving with Brooklyn Bourne serving here. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell, Hope Wendell. And trying to save it was Whitley Rammel, but she couldn't couldn't get enough of a good angle on the volleyball and did not hit it over the net. Point Salina, 23-18. Bourne serves again. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Whitley Rammel. Rammel, a vicious smash that Salina cannot return. I'm going to go ahead and give Whitley Rammel a kill on that, which would be her eighth kill of the night. Back to serve now is Madeline Kanapke. Once again, Travis Guggenbiller, the coach of Fort Recovery. Smash back. What we got? Out of bounds. Fort Recovery gets the point. And that's it. 25-18. Lady Indians win game two, 25-18. They won game one, 25-12. One more game. We win that one. This match is over in a hurry tonight. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hey, Mark, have you heard about Cooper Farms' new giveaway?
No, I haven't. What is it?
Well, if you bring in a load of corn to Cooper Farms, you can enter yourself into their turkey basket giveaway. There's all kinds of turkey-related goodies like turkey jerky, snack sticks, and some delicious seasoning for turkey burgers. I was able to sign up today when I hauled in a load of corn. So, Mark, you better sell some loads of corn to Cooper Farms to be entered into their turkey basket giveaway.
I most definitely will have to do that. Thanks, Lindsay, for the insight.
This message was brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we move to game three, which may be the last one. Lady Indians continue to play like they have been. Fort Recovery won the first game easily, 25-12. And the second game was more competitive, but Lady Indians prevailed in the end, winning the second game 25-18. Leading the match so far 2-0. And Salina will start serving here in the third game. Looks like it's going to be Amelia Lutz serving. Or maybe it's Chloe McNeilan. Let me see. That's Chloe. Chloe McNeilan serving here for Salina. Good serve dug out by Paige Fortkamp. Emma Collig will set for Lily Leuthold, and Lily got the kill. Good start for the Lady Indians. Breaking the serve and getting the side out here. 1-0 lead for Fort Recovery, and guess who's back to serve? Miss Perfect, Hope Wendell. Here comes a serve dug out by Salina. Hope Wendell will set for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey gets the kill. Give Hope Wendell the assist. Hope Wendell picks up another service point. How many does she have here? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16 service points. And here's Whitley Rammel trying to return to Salina and hits it into the net. No. That's not what the call was. Fort Recovery picks up the point, so another service point for Hope Wendell. Salina sets the smash and not able to play it as Paige Bordkamp made a great effort there but couldn't catch up with it. So they're side out for Salina. Should be 3-1 now. Here's Faith Wendell. Brooklyn Bourne serving now for Salina. Good serve. Whitley Rammel smashes it back and gets the kill. Whitley Rammel breaks the serve. It's kill number 9 for Whitley. It's now 4-1. Marissa Garkey back to serve. Smashes the volleyball on the floor. Here comes the serve. Good serve. Passing to the net for Salina. The smash and getting the kill for the Lady Bulldogs was Maria Lutz. I mean, they just have, their offense just has not been getting the job done here. They have 8 kills in the whole match so far, which is really low. Fort Recovery plays it back. Paige Bordkamp ends up with the kill. Hits it over the net. Nobody can play it. Paige, a low total for her tonight. That's only her 5th kill of the evening. By the way, she announced earlier last week that she'll be attending University of St. Francis in Fort Wayne playing her college volleyball at the University of St. Francis. Paige Bordkamp smashing it and getting a kill. Kill number 6 for Paige. It's 6-2. Kiki Wendell serving here for Fort Recovery. And it's a good serve, or is it? Nope, it's out of bounds. A little long. Not much, but a little long. Service error for Kiki. That gives the side out to Salina. They trail 6-3. Salina trailing here 2-0. They can't afford to lose this 3rd game, or this match is over, of course. And this serve is too long, as hitting it over the end line for Salina was their libero. So back to serve for Fort Recovery is Emma Collig. Good serve. Here's the set for Salina and block by Fort Recovery's Paige Bordkamp. Point Fort Recovery. Colling will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Salina. The smash, hitting it through the Fort Recovery block off of Grace Guggenbiller. And getting the kill there for Salina was Maria Lutz. That is her 4th kill of the evening. And now back to serve for Salina is Rose McGowan. Ace serve for McGowan right at Emma Colling, and Emma just couldn't play it. 8-5 now. Fort Recovery leads by 3. Salina continues to serve. McGowan serving. Dug out by Kiki Wendell to Emma Colling. Colling will set for Paige Bordkamp. Cross court hit, and Paige picks up the point. Kill number 7 for Paige Bordkamp. Going in to serve now for Fort Recovery's Madeline Kanapke. She has 2 service points tonight, 1 an ace. Good serve. And Grace Guggenbiller hits it back to Salina, and they cannot make the return. Give Grace Guggenbiller the kill. That makes it 10-5 now. And my colleague will, Madeline Knapke back to serve. Fort Recovery plays it. And, four hits. Did not get it over. So back to serve now for Salina is Emily Sweeterman. They trail 10-6 here in this third game. Fort Recovery wins this game. It's over. Service error hit the top of the net and back down on the Salina side. That was Emily Sweeterman with the service error. Aubrey Knapke will now serve for Fort Recovery. Aubrey wears number 13. And it is a service error out of bounds. Point Salina makes it 11-7 now. Going back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs here is Chloe McNeilan. She's got a brace on her left knee. Good serve, dug out by Marissa Garkey. Emma Colleague sets for Whitley Rammel. Salina plays it back to Fort Recovery off of Kiki Wendell. Emma Colleague will set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige a deep hit, free balling it over. Here's Salina back to Fort Recovery, and they get the kill. Give Amelia Lutz her second kill of the evening. That makes it 11-8. Chloe McNeilan again serving. Good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell to Emma Colleague. Colleague sets for Marissa Garkey, and Garkey blasts it off of Salina's Amelia Lutz and out of bounds. Marissa Garkey gets a kill. That's number 5 for her tonight. And here is Hope Wendell serving again. Lady Indians lead 12-8. Let serve and an ace serve as it hit the top of the net and fell over where nobody was. Again, those used to be illegal, but not anymore. Another serve by Hope, dug out by Salina to the net. Hitting it back to Fort Recovery's Whitley Rammel, and Rammel hits it out of bounds. Point Salina. Back to serve for the Lady Bulldogs now is Brooklyn Bourne. And she's the daughter of the head coach, Angela Bourne. There's Brooklyn's serve, and Kiki Wendell can't play it. Brooklyn Bourne gets her second ace serve of the evening. 13-10 now. Lady Bulldogs have closed the gap here, trailing only by 3. Brooklyn Bourne serving again. Good serve dug out by Marissa Garkey. Hope Wendell will set for Garkey. Garkey on the smash and got it. Right on the back line. Marissa Garkey with the kill. Number 6 for her. And Marissa will go back to serve now. Fort Recovery leading 14-10. This is a busy week for Fort Recovery. They have 3 matches this week. And there is an ace serve for Fort Recovery's Marissa Garkey. Timeout, Salina. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of CPAP and BiPAP machines for sleep apnea. Our respiratory therapists will work with you to ensure proper fitting in the mask for ultimate results and comfort. Obstructive sleep apnea is a common condition in which the upper airway repeatedly collapses during sleep. And if left untreated, sleep apnea may cause stress on the heart, increasing blood pressure, heart attack, or stroke. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery at 800-686-2314 to learn more. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mark, caring for you and about you.
Have another home match on Thursday, conference match. I'm thinking it's Parkway, but I might be wrong on that. And then I know we play Liberty Benton on Saturday here. We'll have both those matches for you on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW. Don't forget, those of you listening on the radio, stay tuned. We'll have the Reds and the Cubs tonight. Pre-game starts at 7:45. We may get done here in time for that. We'll see. Marissa Garkey goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians leading 15-10. They've won the first two games. Here's a smash by Salina, blocked by Whitley Rammel. Salina plays it again, blocked again by Fort Recovery. Kiki Wendell will set for Emma Collig. Emma hits. Played by Salina. Hope Wendell sets for Whitley Rammel, and Rammel got the kill. Hope Wendell, another assist. Whitley Rammel gets her 10th kill of the evening. She leads the team in that category. Marissa Garkey picks up another service point. Good serve again. Salina smashes it back, and it's out of bounds. Just barely. Marissa Garkey will serve again. 17-10, Lady Indians lead. A soft serve that time, and right on the floor where nobody was. Give Marissa Garkey an ace serve, number two in the ace serve department for her tonight. Marissa serves it again. This time it's a line drive played by Salina. Back to Fort Recovery. Marissa Garkey dug it out. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Cross-court hit. Got it. Paige Fortkamp, another kill, number eight for her. 19-10 now. Marissa Garkey smashes the ball on the ground. Here comes the serve. And is a service error, hit the net and down on the Fort Recovery side. 19-11. Fort Recovery leads by eight, and Salina with the serve here, side out. Salina. Peyton Berkey will serve. It's a good serve dug out by Kiki Wendell. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Fortkamp. Paige on a smash and got the kill. Paige Fortkamp, another kill for Paige as she's making up for lost time here. That's number nine for Paige on the night. Rarely does she not have double-digit kills in a match. She's at nine right now. Kiki Wendell serving. Good serve. Salina plays it at the net. Here's the hit over. Saved by Marissa Garkey. Kiki Wendell to Paige Fortkamp. And there's kill number 10 for Paige. That time a little finesse hit, little dink. Paige gets the kill, 21-11. I think Salina needs to call a timeout here. Kiki Wendell serves again. Good serve. Smash. And they hit it out of bounds. Another service point for Kiki Wendell. 22-11. And there is the timeout by Salina. Fort Recovery leads 22-11 on their way to a three-set win tonight. We'll be back in a moment.
Safety man here. Ta-da!
Hey, safety man, what time is it?
Lindsay, don't you know? Why, it's harvest time. Farmers will be going to and from the fields, so be on the lookout for large machinery on the roads.
Farmers, keep your equipment in safe, good working condition, and have a great harvest. This message brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. And see us about your corn marketing needs at 1-800-637-7161. Again, 1-800-637-7161.
There was some question about how good Fort Recovery would play tonight after they played really pretty poorly against Delphi St. John's last week. But Lady Indians playing well tonight. Kiki Wendell will go back to serve here. We won the first game 25-12, won the second game 25-18, leading here in the third game 22-11. Good serve by Kiki, and it's going to be an ace serve. 23-11. Come on, Kiki, just close the door on him right here. Another good serve. And they have trouble, but they're going to save it. Back to Fort Recovery. Paige Fortkamp to Hope Wendell. Back to Paige, and she hits it out of bounds. Point for Salina. That breaks the serve. 23-12 now. And the line as Amelia Lutz goes back to serve here. Good serve. Hope Wendell will set for Paige Forkamp. Another kill for Paige. Number 11, and now 24-12. Match point. Here we are. Quick match tonight. Lady Indians making quick work of the Salina Lady Bulldogs, who came in with a 4-1 record. Emma Colleague will serve now for Fort Recovery. Good serve dug out by Salina. Here's the hit. Hit the antenna. And that's it. 25-12. We win the third game and the match. 25-12. Fort Recovery wins 25-12, 25-18, 25-12. Improving to 4-0 on the year. Salina drops to 4-2. Fort Recovery's junior varsity lost their first match of the year tonight, losing to Salina 25-18, 25-19. Fort Recovery now 3-1 on the season. Salina improves to 4-2. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series. It makes the hard work look easy. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone, and if you need insurance, we do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, business, farm, auto, and family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the PACASAC Rewards Program? Pick up your new PACASAC Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a PACASAC near you. PACASAC, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Back here at Fortsyth Fieldhouse for the victorious Lady Indians. Here are their statistics. Marissa Garkey had a nice night with 9 service points, including 2 aces and 1 block, and had 6 kills as well for Marissa. A well-rounded attack for Marissa tonight. Kiki Wendell had 5 service points, including an ace. Emma Colleague with 5 service points. 4 aces for Emma. How about that? Madeline Kadapke had 3 service points and an ace. Lily Luthold had a kill. Paige Forkamp with 11 kills tonight and 1 block. Aubrey Kadapke with an ace. Grace Guggenbiller, 3 kills. Whitley Rammel had a total of 10 kills on the night. And Hope Wendell with 18 service points, including 3 aces. So Paige Forkamp led the team in kills with 11. Whitley Rammel with 10. Again, 6 kills for Marissa Garkey. For the Lady Bulldogs, Maria Lutz had 4 kills and 1 block. Rose McGowan had 1 ace. Chloe McNeilan had 4 service points, including 2 aces. Peyton Berkey had 2 kills. Brooklyn Bourne had 4 service points, including 2 aces. Also, it was Evie Holsted with 1 kill. And Amelia Lutz had a total of 3 aces and 2 kills on the night for Salina. Again, they dropped to 4-2 on 4-1 on the year. No, I'm right the first time. Salina drops to 4-2 on the year. Fort Recovery improves to 4-0. The game scores again. Fort Recovery wins the first game, dominating fashion, 25-12. Second game was much closer. Fort Recovery still won, 25-18. And then Fort Recovery easily pulled away in the third game, winning 25-12 to win the match 3-0. In the JV competition, Fort Recovery got kind of shocked tonight. They were beaten by Salina, 25-18, 25-19. First loss of the year for the Fort Recovery JV. They are 3-1 on the campaign. Salina improving to 4-2 on the year at the JV level. That wraps it up for us tonight. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in action Thursday night right here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Thanks to our studio producers, Eric Catterly at the radio station, Neil Spencer at FortRecoveryRadio.com. I'm Rob Weaver wishing you all the very best tonight. Thanks for listening. Again, Fort Recovery wins in three games, 3-0 over Salina tonight.
You've been listening to exciting high school volleyball action on WPGW Radio. This broadcast has been presented by the Sports Find It sponsors you've heard during this coverage. When you want local sports coverage, you'll find it right here on WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.